are two great themes, first reading and then as well as the gospel. And, you know, I should really focus on one, and I know that, I know better, but I'm going to at least do something. I'm going to do something quick on both of them, because maybe people will be in different spaces and appreciate either one of them. But for the first reading in the call of David, one of the things that it gives me great hope and really encouragement is that David is chosen as the last, and the one that no one would have thought, not even his own father would have thought, would be one that would be picked. And so he has seven other sons. They're all larger, greater, and yet for some reason God inspires Samuel to say, is there another one? And of course it's, well, there's the young shepherd boy, and that's the one that God chooses. And it reminds me, because I often think about in terms of my own experience. I mean, if you knew me as a kid, I never got up in front of people. I never spoke in front of people. I hated book reports, oral book reports. Anything like that was very difficult. My English is not always that great. I mean, I should have learned a little better how to make sentences match and tense and number with verbs and all of that. And often corrected by some of the English that I use. And so not the brightest, but yet God chose, somehow I'm doing this. And people who would have known me as a kid would never have thought that. So that oftentimes when I feel inspired to ask someone to step forward, that's usually the statement they give. Oh, no, not me. I mean, you know, there's got to be other people who can do this better, or I'm not the one, or how can I be doing something like that? And I said, it's got nothing to do with whether you think you have the gifts or the talents. It's really, if God inspired, maybe you should try it and see what God has in store for you. And that's always a challenge for us, because we have our own kind of what we think are our own limitations and our own decisions, and God chooses otherwise. And he's always done that through the scriptures. And sometimes it's hard for us to accept that, but God does choose, and then it makes us rely on God even more than we do now. And that's why St. Paul would often say, as you know, it's only in my weaknesses that the strength of God is shown. Right, so it's God that has got to do the work. And I often say, if that's what you want me to do, then you're the one that's going to have to help me make it happen. And so that's why I think it should always challenge us to be able to hear God calling us, step forward for whatever it is he might be calling you to do. Whether you should have some raw gifts and talents, but that you don't have them all. And that's because you need to rely on God. And that's part of what this faith is all about. So if you do hear someone calling you forward, or God asking you to do something, and you're wondering, I don't think I would like to want to do that, or I can do that, remember the call of David. And then the second part of the gospel is, and that should be enough for you to think on today, but I'm going to give you one little more, and you can see, and that's part of the reason why I have my trouble, is that today the gospel reading to me is important for us as Catholics to know the difference between doctrine and discipline. And I've mentioned this before to some people, because in our faith, we have a combination of both of them. And the error often comes is when we confuse the two and we take things like discipline and we make them doctrine. And there that we have the sort of laws against the Sabbath. But these laws of the Sabbath, and Jesus even knows, can be changed based on what the situation is. And certainly David did that in terms of doing something on the Sabbath because of a greater need. And he knew that greater need, and so therefore there was a reason for that, and man was not made for the Sabbath, but Sabbath was made for man. And if we can remember that for things like upcoming Lent and the sacrifices that we make, is that they are not doctrine. They are disciplines that we live, and they can change depending upon the situation. And we should have the ability to do that, because the church does change lots of things based on the times, the cultures, and how we live them out. They shouldn't shake our faith, because it's not changing a teaching. It's changing the way the teaching is lived out, which is discipline. And so we hopefully can make that distinction as educated Catholics, to know that when the church does make a change, that it knows it's changing discipline, and it doesn't scare us, it doesn't frighten us or cause us, because we know the difference between that and church teaching and doctrine, like the creed and who Jesus is. And these things will never change for us. But a fasting rule or eating meat on Fridays or these other things that we live, that live out, these can change. And I think hopefully we educate ourselves to the difference of that, because you can see that in the gospel today that the Pharisees are raising the level of a discipline of how to live out the faith to the level of a doctrine. And Jesus has to challenge them to say, now, wait a second here. Let's put this in its proper perspective here. because there is a greater thing going on here that is really where we want to keep our attention. So as we continue the Eucharist, take either one of those as your thought for the day, and may it help us kind of live and recognize God's call and presence in our midst.